I used to work at a gym that was open for 24 hours. It was a pretty large gym and had more than just a weight room and exercise room. We had two levels, a basketball court, several classrooms for fitness classes like yoga, and then multiple weight and cardio areas. The gym had a good number of employees, and it needed them for how large it was. But at night, not as many people worked there, because not very many people would work out during those hours. Well, when I first started, I was mostly working overnight hours. Most of the time, we still had about 4 or 5 employees working at once, but they would be really spread out. Somebody would be at the front desk, and somebody else would be at the other desk we had outside of the basketball gym. Then the others would go around and do whatever was needed. We would switch around who did what, and we're all trained for several different things. So one night, I was working and it was really late. At this time, it was probably about 1 a.m., which was about the quietest time there. From probably midnight to 4 a.m., it would be really quiet. There would be a decent amount of people who would work out starting at about 4 a.m. It was still quiet, but significantly busier. Then at 6 a.m., it started to get even more busy. That's usually around when I got off. Anyways, on this particular night, at about 2 o'clock in the morning, it was really dead. I think there was maybe 2 or 3 people in the entire gym working out. I went out to get some cleaning done of several different areas that were sort of out of the way. The more common areas would be cleaned more often, and a higher priority to be cleaned. But other spots would only be cleaned overnights a lot of the time. I had a little cart with some cleaning supplies on it, and I went to an area where I was all by myself. The gym was not a big open area, but more so many different areas. I got to work cleaning and became pretty focused on what I was doing. I enjoyed cleaning most of the time and found it satisfying. After I was over there for about 20 or 30 minutes, I heard a noise from a ways away. I assumed that it was just somebody weightlifting. I wasn't aware of anybody else in the immediate area though. Sometime later, I heard it again. This time, I realized that it sounded like it was coming from the stairwell. It was not common for people to be in the stairwell, but sometimes people would walk up and down it. The noises didn't really sound like a weightlifting noise though, and I didn't know why somebody would be in there for that long. I thought maybe it was one of my coworkers doing something, and because of that, I decided to go over and check. I casually walked over to the stairwell, which was over to the left and across the room. This was also a very secluded area of our gym. When I got there, I started to walk in, but saw a man already inside the stairwell. He did not work at the gym, but he also wasn't wearing workout clothes like most of the members would. He was wearing black jeans, a black jacket, and had long stringy hair, and was facing in the opposite direction. He was just standing there, not really doing anything. I turned around and walked away, going back to what I was doing. I finished cleaning that area and forgot about the guy. There were a few classrooms nearby and I went inside one of them to clean. These classrooms had wood floors, mirrors, and then a couple of windows that looked out into the hallway. I was cleaning in this classroom like I was supposed to. About 10 minutes in, something caught my eye. The windows were sort of tinted, but I noticed somebody standing out of one of them. I soon realized that it was the guy that I saw in the stairwell. He was just standing there, looking at me and staring into the room. It sort of gave me the creeps. I tried to just ignore it though, and I kept cleaning. He was there for an uncomfortable amount of time, probably over a minute. Then I looked up and he was gone. Whoever this guy was, he seemed pretty sketchy. I questioned if he was even a member at our gym. Obviously, I didn't know all the members because it was a really large gym. I would recognize a good number of people, though, who worked out around the same times that I would work, and for what it's worth, I had never seen this guy before. Still, I did my best to just ignore it. After cleaning the classroom, I cleaned several other areas and straightened them out. I would also organize weights that were put back in the wrong places or out of order. When I was doing this, I saw the man again. He was not near me, but just slowly walking around a ways up. I didn't know what he was doing there. But still, I wasn't going to ask him or anything. We had someone working at the front desk at all times. You have to scan in at the front desk to enter the gym. So this guy must be a member, or else I didn't know how he would have gotten inside. That's what I was thinking, and I went on with my cleaning. I was in a corner of a weight area and cleaning the mirrors there. This area was also really out of the way, and we have multiple areas with weights in them. As I was over here, I once more saw the guy. except this time he was walking towards me and carrying a barbell. He held the barbell over his shoulder, and immediately I got a bad feeling. He was just walking right towards me and staring at me. I tried to move away without making it obvious that I was trying to get away from him specifically. I walked away from the corner and to the side. I was near the stairwell and I headed towards it. When I did, the man changed directions and walked a little bit faster towards me. What was he going to do? Whack me with a barbell? At that point, I got to the stairs and jogged up them quickly. It would be nearly impossible to go up a staircase holding a barbell with any kind of speed. I heard the guy enter the stairwell, but did not hear him going up the stairs behind me. When I made it to the top, though, I heard the extremely loud noise of the barbell being thrown to the ground. I walked over to the front desk area and found one of my coworkers. I told him about the man, and he didn't know who I was talking about. I realized that somehow, this guy must have snuck in. We decided that we were going to ask him to leave. We carefully walked down the stairs and saw the barbell on the ground, but the man nowhere in sight. After looking around, a short time later, we located him walking through a nearby cardio area. We tried to get his attention, but he ignored us. I asked the man if he was a member, but he just kept walking. He didn't even answer me. My coworker told him that we were asking him to leave. He just turned and headed in another direction. For a moment, we didn't really know what to do. We decided that we might have to call the police. My coworker followed the guy, trying to make it clear to him that he had to leave or we were calling the cops. The guy just turned away and tried walking away when my coworker spoke. Then he started running away from us. We just let him go because it seemed like he might be dangerous. We went back to the front desk and called the police. They arrived a short time later and went into the gym to look for the guy. Eventually, they found him hiding behind a Stairmaster machine. He would not leave at first, and the police had to physically get him out of the gym. I really don't know what his problem was. Either way, I was really glad when he was gone. That was by far my scariest experience working at the gym. For a little background, I'm a female and have been going to the gym for several years. I work out at about the same time every day, and this is something that happened last year. The gym that I go to, I would describe as average sized. Typically, I work out in the afternoon after I get done with work. Then I go home afterwards. Every time at the gym, I notice a lot of the same people working out at around the same time as me. The gym is also usually never that busy, which is one of the best parts of it. One day, I arrived at the gym after work, like any other. I went into the locker room and changed, and then went out to warm up on the treadmill. The treadmills at my gym face some of the weight room up ahead. There are a couple of machines that sort of face the treadmills. I remember that when I was walking on the treadmill, I noticed a guy sit down on the bicep curl machine, which happened to be facing my direction. Moments later, I looked back in the direction and saw that the guy was just staring at me. I looked away, only to see him staring at me again. Now, by the third time catching him staring at me, it was sort of awkward. It was a guy who I had never seen here before. I kind of kept an eye on him, and he didn't even seem to be using the machine other than just to sit down. I did my best to ignore the man and move on with my workout. I finished on the treadmill and moved away to the weight area. This was past where the man was, and also to the left. For the next 10 minutes or so, everything was fine. But when I turned around, I saw the guy sitting on a bench a ways away, once again staring at me. I thought to myself, great, a gym creep. I wasn't really sure how to handle it. The man appeared to be in his 40s, was about average height and weight, and had light brown, sort of messy hair. Once again, he wasn't even working out, but just watching me. I really couldn't believe the nerve of this guy. I moved to another corner of the gym where I could do my same workout. I told myself just to ignore him. I worked out for probably 20 minutes or so over there until I was done. When I stopped, I turned around to leave. Once more, there the guy was. Now it wasn't as obvious that he was sitting there facing me, but he would be at equipment close to me or that was facing me. I never noticed him doing any sets or working out at all. I decided to leave after that because I was pretty much done. I went into the women's locker room and changed and then got my gym bag. When I came out of the locker room, I didn't immediately notice the guy, which was good. But when I was walking to the front door to leave, I saw him sitting in a chair in the lobby area. This wasn't good, because I knew he would see me. When I passed him by, he didn't get up though, so I felt better. I got back to my car and then left to drive home. I just hoped that the man would not become a regular at my gym. There was no way that he wasn't intentionally staring at me. If that continued, I was definitely going to report him. I drove home and it took maybe 10 minutes. I made it back to my house, and after going inside, I started to go through my normal routine of when I got back. I would unpack my stuff, then go take a shower and make some food. But before I could do that, I was entering my living room when I noticed out my window a car going slowly down the street. Immediately, I was suspicious. The car went a little ways past my house, and then it looked like it was going to pull over to the side of the road. It sort of went out of my sight, and for a moment, I figured that it was going to the neighbors. I was just about to walk away from the window, but I decided not to. I watched after the car parked, and I just barely heard a door open and shut. Just moments later, I saw a man walking along the side of my street. I saw that it was the same man from the gym. I couldn't believe my eyes. He walked up the street and then right into my front yard. I moved over to a better place to look out of the window where I was less visible in case the man could see into the windows. The man walked right up to my front step. Then he knocked on the door. I kept watching him from the window. After knocking on the door, he kind of moved and went behind the brick pillar on the front step next to the door. He was sort of out of my sight after he went behind it. I didn't go answer the door, but instead I called the police. Several minutes later, the man knocked again. This time, he knocked louder than before. But after I didn't answer that time, he left. I watched him walk back to his car, and probably less than a minute after he drove away, the police got there. I told them how the man left, and they were able to locate him and pull him over a short time later. I'm pretty sure they just told him to leave me alone, though. I don't think they gave him a ticket or anything. Luckily, though, I haven't seen the man since. Years ago, I worked at this small 24-hour gym. It was a weight room with a few treadmills and other machines. Then there was a small locker room, and that was about it. I would work overnights and would be the only employee there. The way the gym was set up was that you would walk in the front doors and down a hallway about 50 feet long. Then there was a front desk where I would sit, and to my left, it opened up to the main weight room and stuff. Well, I only worked there for 6 months. But that was enough time for something really weird to happen. The gym was located in a pretty average area. It wasn't right in the city, but also wasn't in the middle of nowhere or anything. Overnights, not that many people would show up though. The gym wasn't that large to begin with, and didn't have a whole lot of members. One night, I was by myself, and nobody else was in the gym at all. By now, it was probably close to 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was pretty bored. As I sat there behind the front counter, the front door to the gym suddenly opened. I looked up and saw a man walk in. I had never seen him before, but I assumed that he was a member. He was sort of tall and thin and had a rugged look to him. He walked over to the front desk, but then attempted to walk right past me. He didn't even look in my direction. I stopped him, saying, "You have to scan in here." The man stopped in his tracks and turned around. He looked at me, but didn't say anything. Then he turned and just walked right back out the front door. It was really weird. I was thinking maybe he forgot his membership card in his car or something. After the man walked out of the building, he went to the right and out of my view. We had a large window on both sides of the front door, which was also glass, so I could see out of it. My view was of one section of our parking lot and a little bit of the street behind it, but there were many parts of the parking lot that I could not see. I didn't see this man or his car, and I only saw empty parking spaces. Some time went by, and then I figured that the guy just left. It was a pretty weird deal. Then I was still sitting at my desk and randomly looked up to see that the guy was back. He was standing at the window outside, right next to the front door, and looking in. He wasn't walking inside though. When I noticed him, he then moved away to the side and out of my view. He showed up again less than a minute later, looking at me from the other side of the window. It was really strange. Then, he went out of sight again. I was trying to figure out what exactly was going on here. Probably 5 minutes went by, and then the man came back. This time, he walked inside, and I got a bad feeling when he did. But after making it about 5 feet in the door, he just turned around and walked out. I was relieved to see him go, but also even more weirded out by this. He then stood outside the door by the window and started looking at me. When I looked at him, he didn't move away like the times prior to that. This time, he just kept staring at me. It was really creepy, and I had to look away. But when I looked back at him, he was still staring at me. Then he kind of waved me outside like he was motioning for me to leave the gym. I did not get up. Then the man disappeared to the side and out of my sight yet again. I didn't know what to make of his bizarre behavior, but it gets crazier. Just seconds after he left the window again, I suddenly heard the sounds of a car engine starting and then squealing tires. I then saw a car drive extremely fast through the parking lot from the right side. It left and went over the curb and onto the street really recklessly. I saw the car go on the road and then out of my sight. Then I heard a police siren and saw a police car with flashing lights go down the street after him. Then things went back to normal. The guy did not return. I was just wondering what on earth he was doing for the longest time. I still have no idea what he was doing.